Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. It just wouldn't be the new year without some good old-fashioned sex resolutions. So the Sex with Emily team is sharing their goals for 2017, opening up about the tips, tricks, toys, all the things we can't wait for. Also answering your emails. I love when the team is here. Thanks so much for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can have a goddamn party there. Because we have so much going on. We've got blogs, we've got videos, we've got stuff. We've got everything you there that you want to have a great and amazing sex life and relationship. So I'm not trying to talk like this. I'm a little sick-ish. But I'm just going to go with that. My voice is kind of sexy today. We'll go with that. But it is me. Also, you can follow us on social media. As you know, huge fan of everything now. God, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook. It's all at Sex with Emily, facebook.com/sexwithemily. And I'm here with my amazing team, which I'm going to get into in a minute. You guys can all just say hi.
Hi.
Hey.
I love you all. This is going to be a great show. You guys always say, we did a poll, and you're like, oh, I love the team. I love the team. Well, I love the goddamn team. We're here. You're going to live for this show. I already know it. Okay. But first, I need to tell you about something very, very important. Okay. Valentine's Day, you guys, it is right around the corner. Because you know how it is. You wake up, you're like, oh, damn, it's tomorrow and I didn't do anything. Well, I'm giving you like almost a month-ish. No, you got 2 weeks right now. What's the best Valentine's Day you've ever had? I've given you something. We have a giveaway here, okay? What made that Valentine's Day so memorable? Was it like a perfect date? Was it a great gift? You know, was it like that special occasion sex? Like, you know, you finally got a blowjob in the car. I was going to say you finally had anal, but like, I feel like anal's like the new blow. Everyone says anal. Not everyone, but I feel like everyone's like, oh, not such a special occasion anymore. But for some of you, maybe it is. So what was it about that memorable Valentine's Day? Because if you email us feedback@sexwithemily.com, by February 7th, you're going to win a Magic Wand rechargeable vibrator, which, you know, is the Mack truck of all vibrators. You want one, okay? So check that. That's Valentine's Day. And we will be bringing you more Valentine's Day stuff all the next few weeks, all month long. Okay. I have the team here. I'm very excited because we have an awesome, awesome show planned for today. We've got some sex in the news. We're going to hear from them on... just some really important things how they've learned and how they've grown this year and some sex tips and stuff like that. But first, we're going to do a little bit of sex in the news, correct? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is you guys. I wanted to see how you feel about this. So this actually is kind of a selfish sex in the news. It's a new policy taking place next week in the Sex Family Office. Oh. No. Okay. What? Scientists have weighed in on the pros and cons of masturbating at work. Ooh. No one in their right mind would whip it out and just start fiercely masturbating at their desk at work. Why would they? That'd be ridiculous. That said, maybe you'd be surprised to hear that some British psychologists are advocating for there to be masturbation breaks in workplaces so that people can get their jollies in the middle of the day to increase productivity, much like eating a muffin in the break room or taking a cigarette break. So they think these psychologists think it'll be very effective at work, be self-motivational reward, and people would be less aggressive. They'd have higher productivity levels, more smiling. What do you guys think about this? I think you're already smiling all the time. We only have one bathroom, too. Although the interesting part about this, I thought, is your part of your job, a big part of your job, is masturbating. You like literally, like you have to masturbate your job, but not in the office. And I don't care if you do, actually, but we don't have to implement it.
Well, the bathroom here is you can hear everything that's going on in there. And it's pretty close to where we're working. So, I mean, unless we're all really good, really quiet masturbators. I know that Madison likes to go to the closet. Not here at work, at home. Sorry, guys.
I was like, whoa.
Not here at work.
Why did you have to tell people that, Jamie?
Wait, okay, who here has masturbated at work? Raise your hand.
I mean, I haven't, but if you're going to put in this policy, then I guess
no,
I must obey.
No, I'm not really, because you masturbate enough.
I've used the magic wand at work. But it was on my back and shoulders and not on my vagina. But there were a couple times where people have walked in, the magic wand is like plugged in next to my desk, and they're like, what the? And I was like, no, really, like back kink.
Okay. I masturbated at work once.
Oh.
You guys weren't here.
Well, that makes sense.
Does that matter?
Yeah. I don't think so.
No,
I think
we
were moving in, there was nothing here, and I was like moving in, and I was like, oh, there's some toys.
You had a break in the office somehow.
Yeah, it kind of gave me some extra. I was like organizing or something.
Just hope it's not the same magic wand that I've been using on my back.
No, cause... I've got my own. But you guys, that's weird. Can you imagine if, like, did you masturbate today? It's like, you were late and you didn't masturbate this week. Like, how are you going to enforce that?
My question is, so if there are to be masturbation breaks, would you know if someone is taking their masturbation break or their regular break? Like, would it be kind of awkward to know, like, hey, like, I'm going to go wank one out right now. Oh, I got the 2 p.m. slot. Like, good luck. Right. Like, you know, kind
and
of thing.
Would they all be doing it in their car? And then if people were really late, like, you'd be like, oh, what were you doing in the bathroom? I think people have their own.
Would they provide porn?
Probably your phone.
BYO porn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Magazines or something.
BYO Fleshlight, for that matter.
There'd be some sticky magazines in the bathroom.
Actually, I do have an interesting story about this. One of my friends got a job. She used to work at like sex toy stores and stuff like that. Got a job in corporate America where she gets to work at like 7 a.m. And on her in her second week, she found semen on the toilet in like the public restroom. And was just sitting there for the longest
time. It wasn't
time.
Like a yeast infection dripping.
I think that the amount and consistency of it, because while what you're referring to, which I'm not going to say, is like slimy and clunky, but it's not like clumpy. It doesn't get like clumpy, but it doesn't like stick.
I get it. She saw semen.
She was like, that semen. And she works with like a bunch of adults. Like, she's the youngest person there. Adults. Which means that adults here are adults. And so it means that one of her, you know, like whatever, like her superiors, was in there whacking one out, couldn't even be bothered to wipe off the toilet seat. So my mind immediately goes to like, what are the cleanliness, what are the hygiene rules for this?
Yeah. And I think if they're really interested in their clients, like being, and their employees being like healthier and having more positive mindset, like give they them a could gym pass. Give them what?
Give them a gym pass.
Give them a freaking gym pass, or give them like a discount to some like sex toy store or something. I don't think this would go over well, but it made me think, because it was like, you know, we that is part of your job here, masturbating, but no one's upset about it really.
No.
And you don't have to do it here, although you could. If we weren't here, you could do that. Okay. we've talked about masturbation at work. I just, you know, good luck. I mean, I'm all for masturbation. I think that they need to talk about it in schools. And maybe when they start in schools, it'll make sense in the workplace. But I don't think it's going to fly, except for this workplace, just that it's an important part of our job. Okay. Speaking of our job, I'm excited that you're all here. My amazing team who makes Sex with Emily happen. Everyone, you can go around the room. We're going to go around in the room in a circle, and I'm excited to have you guys here, because we actually, first of all, we planned on doing the show in December, but I had the spider bite incident, as you recall, which kind of set things back. I was in the hospital, had to postpone it, but I'm very excited, actually, that we're doing it today, because I can say that I love you guys. I really do. We had the best year ever last year. That 2016 was the best Sex with Emily year across the board, and it's because of my amazing team. I mean, really, we had more listeners, so it's because of my listeners as well, of course, and more listeners, more following in social media, more people emailing us, or people like reading the website and like sending us questions. And so I couldn't have done it without all of you and my listeners. It was just an incredible year. So I'm glad that now we can all be here and I can thank you and woo-hoo. Tell you how much I love you. And we spend a lot of time together. I mean, we do. We all, this mm-hmm. is a pretty, we don't masturbate together yet. But, you know, we're also like, yeah. I'm not saying yet, we're going to.
You guys are with me in spirit.
Unless you want to. But thank you.
I can't say that I haven't, like, at least during sex, thought about Emily once. Like, just because, nice. Like, you know,
good.
Just everything you've like learned, sex, you kind of think, you're like, oh my God, we were just talking about this in the office the other right. day or something like that.
No, I have a lot of friends who are like, don't think this is weird, but I was having sex with my husband and I thought about you. But like not, or maybe it was sexual, that'd be cool. But they're like, oh, I thought about you to use lube, or I thought about you. Whatever it is, I'm glad I come up during good times and not bad. Mm-hmm. But we're very close here. We are. And we grow and we learn and we evolve. We talk a lot in the office about what's going on with us and, you know, our goals and how we're growing. And we get like new toys or products to try and we discuss those in depth. And I think we had a good year. You guys think, you feel like it was a good year? I want to force it down your throats.
I do think that.
How'd you feel about 2016?
I think it was a year of improvement for myself as, you know, a writer, as wanting to get into production and just, you know, being here overall.
Good, Eddie. I'm so glad.
Thanks, Madison.
Okay, well, I think what we're going to go around, this is my deal. We're going to go around the table and I want you to tell us exactly who you are, what you do, and what was your resolution last year? Because then we're going to get into what we're working on, our goals, and we're going to be giving you some tips, getting emails. This is just a chock full show. So, okay, Madison. Tell me who you are, what you do.
Okay.
My name is
Madison. I am a Gemini pescatarian from Orange County. Ooh. And what do I do in life? Not a lot, but I work here and I'm the producer and head of content, which means a lot of different things that we're not going to get into. And my resolution for last year was to improve the quantity and quality of my sexual escapades with my current long-term partner. And later we can talk about why that didn't work out.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Eddie.
Hi, my name is Eddie. I am from East Los Angeles.
I like that I got this started.
But now I drive like an hour to WeHo, but I love it. And I recently became Emily's personal assistant. And it's honestly like having like an older sister, not that much older sister, that I hang out with all the time.
We hang out.
We work on everything.
Changed my life. I love it. It's awesome. Okay, and what was your resolution last year?
Well, last year, to do more anal play that wasn't just, you know, like penetration.
Okay, and we're going to get
in. Get in there.
Oh, good. Okay, and Jamie.
Cool. Hi, I'm Jamie. I am from the Valley, so I don't have to travel too far, which is cool. An Aries, and I love to eat meat, Madison. But I do a lot of writing here. I do all the video stuff, so editing, you know, filming, like putting stuff together. And my sexual resolution was to finally use sex toys with a partner, and that we'll also get into.
Okay, that's awesome. That's great. And you guys, if you're not looking at our videos and looking at our content, Jamie's been killing it with videos. If you go to our Instagram, we also do like little snaps and stuff, but the Instagram videos, and they're on YouTube or wherever, but I freaking love our videos, our Christmas, our holiday videos, so...
You can also go to the website, click on the video tab at the top and see video pretty tab. Much all of our videos.
You can see all of us. If you're like, wait, what do they look like? That's what we look like.
That's true. Yeah. And they're fun. They're very fun.
Mm-hmm. They're fun. They're really good. They're great. You guys all do great work. You all know
right.
That.
So Emily, tell us your name. What do you do here?
Oh, my name is Emily Morse, Emily. And I am the host, the founder, creator of Sex with Emily, Chick Flick Productions, LLC. And my goal, I live here in Los Angeles, California. I am a Gemini as well. So Madison and I really get each other on a really deep level. Twins, though, sometimes our twins don't get along when they fight. The twins don't want to get all astrological on you. But no. okay, so my goal last year was to actually do, keep it up with the Kegels. It's a new reality show. Keeping up with the Kegels. And just kidding. It's so funny. It's so funny. I sit there like tense, relax. And I think I talked about in a previous show that I actually did. Obviously, again, you guys, with resolutions, it's good to be specific and don't beat yourself up. So did I do them every single day? No, but I did them enough and frequently, even when I fell off the Kegel wagon, which I did, to feel real impact with them. And that like it changed. It did really change how I sneeze and pee. I don't do that anymore. And my orgasms are stronger. Thank you very much. Okay. So now I want to know, did you guys all achieve your resolutions last year? And what did you learn about yourself last year? Because you guys, I just want to reinforce to everyone, like yes, as a job, we work hard, like, you know, got to force Madison to like take a lunch and to masturbate. But no, you all are here and you like, you're on time, you work hard. But like, we do really like, we don't ever talk to a toy, write about a toy, a product, a position, something that we haven't tried. And so we discussed it. We've had long editorial meetings on Fridays, you know, during the week. So we get into it. And so we know what each other's resolutions are. We help each other. Jamie likes to fantasize about me during sex, all that of helping her. But I want to think about, so tell me about your resolutions. Did you achieve them? Whoever wants to go first, what did you learn about yourself last year?
I'll go first. Sure. Okay.
So Madison.
Put a lot of thought into this. The answer is no, I did not necessarily achieve what I wanted to do last year. And a big part of that, as Emily mentioned, was I tried to do just this overall theme of like, I want to improve the quality and quant, but like, what does that mean exactly? Because my boyfriend, as we talked about before, has an exceptionally high sex drive, not just like, oh, he's a 20 something guy, but like, he's got a like killer sex drive and I don't. And so quality and quantity were different between the two of us because I have like what I think is ideal and he has what he thinks is ideal. And we kept having trouble finding the middle ground for that. So that was really difficult. And it made it hard to feel like I achieved anything. Even if I felt that I was having better sex in the moment, there are two people to be a part of that. So that was really tough. Something I learned about myself last year, I think, I'm really big into like sex positivity and sexual empowerment and things like that. And I think I get a little bit overwhelmed by the idea that sexual empowerment is wanting to have sex. Because for me, that felt like it was something that I was missing. Like, well, what's wrong with me? You know, like I want to be sexually empowered, but I don't necessarily want to have sex all the time and want to do all these crazy things. But like sexual empowerment is about knowing what you want and being comfortable in it and achieving whatever that means for you. So a lot of times I think that people are like, oh, you're not sexually empowered. You're not having sex all the time and having sex a bunch of different ways. And you're, you know, like, and that's not what that means. And so I had to get out of my own head and start thinking, what do I want?
Yeah, that's healthy.
Not about like what other people think is like a good amount of time to have sex. Like what means quality and all of that to me. So I'm constantly learning that. And that's a good lesson.
That's true. It is true. And I think like the quantity and quality, that's a huge goal. Like, you know what I mean? And so when you're like specific, I think we'll get into what you have for this year.
Yes, totally.
It's really good to like, and anyway, have your resolutions. It's like to narrow it down. Like we can all say like, I want to lose weight or I want to work out every day, but it's kind of like, I will go to the gym 3 days a week and I want, you know, and I'm going to take this class. So be specific, you know? So, okay. Jamie.
Yes. So I unfortunately also did not complete my goal. It's difficult for me to be able to use sex toys during sex because I am single. I've been that way for a while. And like, I don't know always when I'm going to get laid, to be honest. And a lot of times it's not at my house, so I don't have a huge going out purse.
Trunk. Leave them in the trunk.
Well, I also Uber everywhere. Oh, can't leave it in the car or the trunk of the Uber. So, you know, and so it's like, I don't really know. So I don't, like, there'll be times I'll be like, oh my gosh, like, I wish I just, like, slipped this in my purse or whatever. However, though, I do now always in my purse carry condoms, lube, and arousal gel.
Which arousal gel do you use?
System Joe.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Do you love it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, we haven't even talked about this.
Yeah. I guess if that counts, but yeah. I don't think that really counts.
Dude, that's a lot. Your wallet must be pretty bulky.
Well, yeah, in my purse, it's got, you know, it's also really funny when people are like, oh, can I, like, get your chapstick out of your purse? I'm like, sure. And I'm like, don't take the red tube.
Oh my God. But at least you have the condoms and the lube. That's awesome.
So I guess I learned that, like, I mean, as long as I be a little bit prepared, and then also, like, I guess I just got to start, like, either buy a bigger purse or just, like, start really, like, having more sex at my own house.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Or, yeah, I mean, I know people who bring toys on the date. Bring, like, a little touch or a wee vibe touch or tango or...
Wasn't it Celeste?
And Danielle, who are from my Somatica coaches, she brings the magic wand on all her dates. She's literally, like, she probably has a big bag, but she throws the magic wand in her purse.
It's got to be a huge bag.
Yeah, it's a big bag, but... And my friend, I had dinner with her a few months ago. She was going on her first Tinder date. She had a Mimi in her purse, like a hand-sized little vibrator. She goes, look what I have. I'm like, oh my God, I love that toy. Nothing, but you don't carry a purse really, do you?
I mean, I had it, like, not that I really want to get into the story, but basically when I was younger, I had a really big purse and it got stolen from a party. Oh. And, like, it's always just like, I don't want to have a big purse, backpack, something that's looming like that. Like,
like, I trying to get her to bring toys.
Small. And, like, also, like, you know, I grew up being, like, a tomboy, so I was not a big, huge, like, oh, let's have this purse around. But that's, I've gotten okay, better at it. I'm it, like, as more as I grow into adulthood, I know.
I got it. We'll get your purse. Oh, I got it. I'm like, how could you do that? But that's good. Okay, so use more toys. That was your revolution. What did you learn about yourself last year?
Well, I guess I learned that, like, I, even though people are like, when are you finally gonna, like, stop dating casually, when are you finally gonna do this, I'm just finally like, honestly, this is just me now, and I don't really have to answer to anyone, and so I kind of just got more comfortable with that. So, and I
good,
like that.
Yeah, and saying, like, this is what I don't want the relationship. That's hard with a lot of the pressure that comes down.
It's, yeah, like, especially, like, from, like, parents and, like, oh, all my friends are in relationships, and I'm just like, I'm chilling, I'm cool. Yeah,
good for you. That's a good one.
Don't do it. It's a trap.
Yeah.
It is. Just when you want to. That, I think a lot of people are socialized thinking that they need that. So, of course, everyone's asking you that. And you're like, I will be single. Mm-hmm. I will sleep with many people and carry my sex toys around in 2017. Okay. James, Eddie.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Eddie.
Hey.
So tell me about your... did you achieve your resolution last year for anal penetration?
I did.
Anal play?
I had
penetration?
More anal penetration, you know, more than I can remember. But that's okay. But yeah, I did do more anal play.
Without penetration, that was your goal.
Without penetration, yes. I did more analingus. That was interesting.
Oh.
Both, like, you know, receiving and giving. And it was actually pretty fun. I didn't think I would enjoy it as much as I would, but I really did.
Okay, good.
And then, I mean, the Black Pearl came into my life.
Right, Vibratex Black Pearl.
Yeah, anal beads. They're my lifesavers right now.
Really?
Still?
You love the anal beads. That's cool. That's good.
They just feel so good.
They do feel so good. I don't know that I've used anal beads in a while, if I ever have. A long time ago.
They're a unique toy.
You like the Sport Sheets one, right?
I do, yes. From their sex experiments line, I believe.
That's cool.
Eddie, so with anal beads, tell me, like, how do you use them? What is it
good
like?
Good question.
Because I have always kind of wondered, it reminded me of, like, getting a motorboat started where you, like, pull that thing, like, rah, rah, but, like, how do you use them and what feels good about it?
That's
good,
a great
question, Madison.
That's a great analogy because that's actually very accurate. you do pull them like that because I put them in and, you know, the base is flared and, like, I kind of put it between my fingertips. So, like, obviously it's not going to go anywhere really. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just pull it out. Sometimes, you know, I'll do it quicker. So, I mean, it kind of,
like, when
is
you're,
like,
masturbating or with the,
yeah, part? So it is kind of, it's like penetration, but it really isn't because, like, you can just leave them in there and just walk around and, like, that feels good to me.
Ooh, like, oh, like kegel balls.
Yeah, like, I'll just be cleaning my room and I'll have them in and, like, you can feel them. Like, if you bend down, like, more pressure goes onto them. Like,
no.
I guess your muscles and, like, your, like, just colon, like, inside, like, it just moves
differently.
There's
a lot of sense
when you have it in there.
Yeah.
So the easiest movements just feel so good with it.
So, are they, like, firm? Like, they're kind of, like, more of, like, wire? Like, so you can put them in that way? Or, like, are they, like,
So silicone. I guess, yes, they are silicone beads. And the ones that I have are like, it just has three. So like it's a small one, a medium one, and then the large one. So, you know, you can just keep one in, but like they're probably going to fall out. So you need to put like all three in, at Ooh. Least the ones I have.
And then just like walk around in them.
Yeah.
Nice.
I guess my question. It's not like like a pearl necklace kind of where it's like free flowing. Because then those, how would you get those in?
I know.
I've always wanted to know. And in porn, they never show you that part.
Right. They don't. And you have to be careful. Like the ones that just the pull out.
Yeah.
It's so. Pretty firm. And okay.
That's good.
The base of it, like the flared base
of it, kind of hides the whole between thing. You. It's like.
I would say it's probably like, well, the ones I have are 6 to 7 inches. So, I mean, maybe like the average penis or right. maybe a little right. bit more than the average penis. Right. But,
okay.
I mean, I can take
so
it.
So that is more, that is, I can take it. So that is, yeah. So you met your goal because you wanted more anal play other than
I did. And I think I need to start using those with more people as well.
I think that you can. Mm-hmm. I think that you will. I think that we have anal beads plentiful.
Okay.
Spread the aplenty. Gospel of the aplenty. Anal beads.
Right. Anal beads aplenty.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was funny though, being with Eddie, we went to the anime trade show this weekend. He was like, I love their anal beads. I love their anal toys. I love that. Like, he knew he's our
anal rep. Yeah.
He's our anal rep. I love that. Okay. So what else? So you got that. And then what did you learn anything about yourself this year?
I learned that I really like to experiment with sex and my body, you know, like some people experiment with drugs and pills and all that, but I like to experiment with sex.
That's great.
Like it's
way.
Like my millennial thing to do, I guess. Yeah. Experiment with
and
sex
it's really
rather
good.
Than
really grown a lot
than anything else.
I mean, you've
it
been
really
here because Eddie's been here. Well, you were an intern. Eddie's been mm-hmm. here like a year and a half now. Your intern went away for a little while, came back. That's good. Okay, guys. This is just learning so much. Okay, you guys, next we're going to get into the toys that we were obsessed with last year, our favorite products of the year. But first,
there's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co.
Okay, but back to the show. Riverdale looks like the perfect, safe, wholesome small town, but it's got huge secrets. It all starts off with a new year at Riverdale High and the mysterious murder of one of its most popular kids. Everyone becomes a suspect. And that's when the sordid details about what everyone really did over the summer and with whom begin to surface. Wait till you find out what the people in this town are hiding. Don't miss the must-see new drama Riverdale Thursdays at 9/8 Central, only on the CW.
Yeah, I just feel like they're bringing like everything back. Like I'm just waiting for Family Circus. The drama, the hot new teen drama, right. Maybe Marmaduke.
Oh my God. You guys, did you ever read Family Circus? It was so bad. I used to read. It was so dumb. It was like, there was nothing happening. Like, oh, you want some eggs? Dad'll bring you eggs. Like, that was the whole thing. I wanted eggs too. Like, they were flying a kite. Do you want to fly?
Yeah.
But what was it about, Family Circle? Random.
It was just about these timeless people in their little family ghost heads. Bubble, I guess.
Yeah, I'm no, it was good.
Sure. At least Baby Blues, the kids grew up, you know?
Like, did they?
Sort of. They, like, right. stopped at, like, 16. They had, like, some Benjamin Button stuff going on or something.
But, like, Archie comic, you guys, did you used to know Archie comic books?
No.
Not at all. Like, okay.
I've heard it referenced. I know there's, like, the archetypes of, like the Betty and Veronica thing I've heard before, but Betty I've never
was,
actually
like, the, seen. But she was pretty, too. They were both pretty. They had the same face, literally the same face and different color hair. That was the artist. He was very creative. Like, you couldn't tell the difference. So I was like, I'm Veronica because I have dark hair. Okay, they're bringing everything back, but you know what's new? Toys. We had a lot of new toys. So my goal and obsession for this year, which hasn't happened yet, I didn't get to mine, was to friggin' every time we get a box here, it's a problem because I'm not always in the office every day, but we get so many boxes, which I think are hilarious, sent to us every day. Like, we literally did have a day with, like, 25 pounds of toys delivered to us. I say that, but it is true. Like, it was like fleshlights one day. And people send us stuff that we don't necessarily ask for, too. Like I say, we try everything. We don't just, like, talk about a product like that if we don't like it. So there's a lot of toys that come out the door here, come in the door, and go out when you guys take them home or when you masturbate in the bathroom with them. Whatever, I'm cool with it. But, okay, guys, I want to know, what was your favorite sex toy / product of last year?
Okay, I'll go ahead and start.
Yes, Madison.
So I had to kind of, like, really, like, it's trace tough. It all back, you know? So I was sitting there, like, all right, so, like, January, February, like, March, okay. I think that overall the product that sticks in my mind the most was the We Vibe Nova, which was the dual stimulation one. And I know we did, like, I think we might have done, like, a full podcast review of it, of the Rave and the Nova.
Yeah,
we did. Right? We tried it. Yeah, so good, you guys will have to, I forget what it's called. I think it's, like, G-Spot, Finding Your G-Spot.
That was fun.
Like that. But that toy is amazing.
What and did as you far love
as,
about?
As far as dual stimulation goes, because a lot of people, they want to pleasure their G-spot, et cetera, but the thing is just going in straight for the G-spot sometimes, it doesn't work. You need to mix a little familiar with the unfamiliar, and I'm a big fan of, like blended orgasms. Like, I can have them pretty easily if I'm working on it, if I, like, you know, hit all the right spots and all that. The WeVibe Nova, the cool thing about it is that the little clitoral appendage that comes up never leaves your clitoris. It doesn't matter how wild you're getting with that shaft. Like, you could be never like leaves. Jackhammering yourself with it and RIP your wrists. And that little clitoral thing will never leave. It just sits there and buzzes against it. It's amazing. It's like a gym. It's like an Olympic gymnast for sex toys.
Yeah.
And it's really flexible. And
the app's cool.
Yeah. There was one time where I, like, didn't even fully put it in my vagina and I came like four times.
Oh my
and
God.
Was like, well, I think we have a winner there.
We have a winner.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
So there's that one for sure. Plus it's like, it's WeVibe. So it's all high quality. It's got all the different vibration patterns and settings and what have you. Also, the Sports Sheets doggy style strap was one of my favorites, not just because Emily and I demonstrated it like 12 times throughout 2016. 2016 will forever go down as the year Emily mounted me.
I did.
Like, multiple times. I was being mounted like Don't every think trade it's show. Over. I know, it's not over. Yeah. But also, I hate doggy style. Like, I really, truly hate doggy style. Like, from the bottom of my heart, everyone look at me. I don't care.
I didn't know you hated it before.
I don't like it. For one thing, me on all fours, like, hey, I feel like a cow. Like, my boobs are swinging like udders. Like, it's not attractive by any means. I'm not naturally gifted in the balance department. It is very easy for me to lose my footing and fall over. And, like, there's nothing sexy about that either. I know the ramp. We'll get to the ramp.
Okay.
That's in this year. Sorry. And the doggy style strap just, like, helps in a lot of ways. It, like, helps you, like, remain more upright. And, like, you start to realize that doggy style, you're not meant to be penetrated at a 90 degree angle.
Right.
It's 45 degrees is much more optimal for G-spot stimulation, ladies. Plus, it's better on your back and your knees. And if you've got the body of a 57-year-old like I do, then you're going to be happy about that after a while. So
I love that you love that.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about it.
And your
Emily,
boyfriend must
Emily
be
Emily strapped me into it at a trade show in March, and I just never let go.
Check that out on our Instagram as well.
Yes.
That was a good day.
And yeah, Wes likes
it. Okay, so that's your favorite. That's good. Okay, Jamie.
Mine's more like just honestly lube in general. Like, I never really used it before this year, and now, like I said, I carry it in my purse all the time. Like, I always thought it was weird too, because whenever I would start to have sex with someone, I'm like, can we have a glass of water in here? I was like, I get extremely parched
right
during, and like, it's, and even like with blowjobs and stuff, when you don't have enough saliva, right, you kind of feel like, well, what do I do? Like, the whole point of this is my saliva and stuff like that. But, you know, lube just fixes all of your problems.
It really does fix all
your problems. It makes it so much better. And there's like so many different kinds of lubes. There's lubes that taste good. There's lubes that get cold. There's lubes that get warm. Like it's honestly like they're like, if I could just bathe in lube, I would, but right. Don't do that because you have to wash it off. Right. After.
So what's your favorite? But, is there a kind that you like or
certain? I mean, I really like, System Joe has a natural love line. I like that a lot because it's like organic. And I also like feel very weird about stuff that I'm putting like in those sensitive areas of my body. I do really like also they have this like watermelon flavored one. It's their from their H2O line. And like it just tastes so good. Honestly, it really does. Yeah.
So like when you give a blowjob, you do the lip trick where you put your lips.
Yeah. And it smells better. Like the guy, especially if they're not expecting it, they're like, oh, like it's watermelon. Right. It's like, exactly. Yeah, it is like, you know, so it's just better. Also, I guess from toy point of view, I really like the Mystic rechargeable. Vibratex.
The Mystic Wand.
Yeah, I really like the Mystic Wand. It's a good one. I didn't like expect to like it as much because I actually was not like the biggest fan of the Magic Wand just because it's just so big and it's like just like so loud and everything. And the Mystic Wand is just, it's easier to press the buttons. It curves to you and it's like not quite as intense. And I like that one a lot too.
I like it. It's a good strong wand if you don't like want to carry the whole.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good. And the way it reaches. Mm-hmm. Great. God, it's so hard to choose. I'm glad I'm not going next. Okay. Those are good choices. Okay. Eddie.
So, I mean, I've been praising the Black Pearl for a year now, but I think it's still one of my favorites.
That's also a Vibratex.
Yeah, it is Vibratex. Okay. Way to go, Vibratex.
Talk about it. It's a prostate toy.
So the Black Pearl is a prostate massager. So yes, it is for men, unless women start growing prostates, which would be cool.
I wish.
They probably enjoy anal more.
It was on my Christmas list.
Someone was naughty and didn't get it. But it really did help me find my prostate because, you know, men, we have prostates, but a lot of us don't really play with it. And there's that whole stereotype, like, oh, if a straight man plays with it, you know, or like wants to explore anal or anything, like you're gay. So I think that toy, you know, it did help a lot of men that never wanted to do anal explore it because, you know, I read some of the emails. Even some of the blogs that we got from like the blog submissions from other from the listeners, they all talked about it and they all wanted to try it. So I think that toy is, you know, just one of those that are like leading the path to anal.
Right. So had you not played with a toy before, or just this one you liked? Like is that how you really found it?
I did because that one like it's so targeted, it's angled, and it's meant for your prostate. And other toys maybe aren't meant for your prostate. They're just kind of like hit it or like go around it.
Yeah,
and this one's made for it.
Right. That's good. Oh, Eddie's prostate. That's sweet. I do feel like that the emails. Sweet. No, I do feel like there's a change this year. If there was any change this year, I think that the changes was that that men, straight men, are asking more about prostate play and they're not like ashamed. Like, I want to try it. I'm interested. Where before I had to do the whole like rigmarole. I haven't said that
word. I love that word.
Who says rigmarole? Like my grandma.
Can you spell that?
Rigmarole. They're like, oh, it makes me gay. I don't know. Guys are just so weird to go. It's for exiting, not for entering. But the guy's like, oh, I heard it's really good. I could have a killer orgasm, you know? Right?
It's great. So I recommend it for all men.
I like it, Eddie. That's good. Okay. So gosh, this is hard. My favorite sex toy / product of the year. I mean, must I pick one? I had a good year. I have to say the Womanizer. It really was the gift that kept on giving because the amazing thing about the Womanizer toy is that it was, I've been doing this for 12 years and I go to all these trade shows and I see the toys before you do and go to, you know, I'm going to brag, but you see what's new and exciting and typically like, they're all kind of, like a lot of the toys look the same or, you know the brands like that are really good quality, like anytime like Wevi puts something out or Vibratex, like the ones you work with, and there's some are like, oh, that's a knockoff of someone else. They're not so great. But the Womanizer was like something I've never ever seen because it's their whole thing is that it's indirect stimulation to clitoris. So it's like this little sucking thing that like goes around your clitoris. They call it pleasure air technology. Whatever this technology is, it's true. It's like I've given it to so many people to have them try it. We've all tried it. It's like those. If you would like this, a 60-second orgasm, and it's a different kind of orgasm. Like it just gets all warm, and I don't know. It's just, it's really cool the way it just loves up my clitoris. So after the Womanizer, and then oh my god, this is so hard. What else did I like this year? Since I've really been into my Kegels, you know, guys know the In Control. That was kind of a carryover from last year. The Pour Moi.
The intensity.
What'd I say? In control, the intensity is the one that does your Kegel exercises for you. And I said, I did do them like probably 3 to 4 days a week for the entire year you lay back in bed. But I get really like, it's like me with working out. I'm like, okay, I can do that, but I can also work Kegel balls during the day. So then I like work Kegel balls during the day, as you've heard my stories about them falling out into the ground when I was starting. But I really love fun toys, Kegel balls. They're called G-balls, I think. And they're so cool because you can control them with an app. You can measure your progress. They just feel good. They're silicone. I liked them. They were like a little accoutrement. So I bought strong Kegels and a happy clitoris.
Do those vibrate? They do. The G-toys.
Okay, they vibrate. They're also a vibrator. You could use them clitorally. Could use it like technically you could use it as a vibrator.
Yeah, but did you like turn the vibration on when you were like doing stuff?
Yeah.
Because I know
and then I got distracted.
The whole thing about Benoit balls is like when you like move, they like do this little like humming thing, but like this is way better.
These don't do it for me. Those Benoit balls, those are all about like, you know, a lot of people talk about like moving your female energy through you when you use like inside you, like in 50 Shades of Grey, but they don't turn me on. I mean, this does with the buzzing thing. They buzz. It has an app that measures your progress. So you can see like how squeezed you're like, actually you can see that your muscle, like a Fitbit for your vagina, that you could see that your Fitbit is getting stronger over time. It's just cool. It's a cool technology. All the fun toy stuff.
You wake up in the morning. It's like, congratulations. Your Kegel tactile strength has increased.
Exactly.
Overnight.
Like, right. What? I'm like, I'm so much stronger today. Like I'm going to go pick up that pen with my,
And people are like truck. Colors.
They have really cool colors.
Yeah, they're so pretty.
I know, they are pretty.
People are like, hey, Em, how you doing? You're like, great. My vagina strength is up 2%.
It's really? Yeah. Someone takes your phone, I'm like, that is it. But it's fun when you can measure it. I think it's an incentive to get you going. And then what else does it do? It does all these cool tricks. It's just fun. I'm all about Kegels. Okay, so let's talk about what you guys are looking forward to. What are you looking for next year? Toys, why? We talk about goals too?
Yeah, we'll talk about sex and relationship goals, but first we...
Yeah, okay, so what product, toy, light, anything you're looking forward to for next year?
Well, I want to finally use a toy during sex. I'm going to make it happen.
You have never yet.
No, I have not yet. Okay, so that's fine. I want to definitely finally use one. I want to use my Mimi because I use that still a lot.
Love the Mimi.
Yeah, and it's small. I don't think it would be intimidating to anyone that I'm having sex with because I know the people that I normally have sex with, like I've asked them if they'd be open to it, but it's like we've never done it because we've never been at my house during it. So I want to use that. And then I also really, really, really want to use the Sports Sheets sex sling. Like I want to use it.
Did we get
so
you
bad.
One?
I haven't took it home. It's still in the closet. But
well, that you can't carry in your purse. But
that I can't carry in my purse. But if I know I'm going to have some kind of excursion, you know, I'll just bring a duffel bag or something.
The sex swing sling looks cool.
It looks so fun.
I know. We have a video of that too on our, it's the holiday video, right? Or no, it's a separate video on Instagram.
Yeah, it's on the Sports Sheets website. I mean, it's right. Just honestly, I could just sit in it anyways, but
it's
I really want to sit in it during sex.
And have sex. Like, really, it's pretty
that's
awesome.
My goal. It's happening this
the
year.
The sex sling.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Eddie.
So for sex toys, I would say, you know, keep using my Fleshlight and maybe experiment with more prostate massagers and just maybe more butt plugs. I know they have like those huge ones that maybe
there's like vibrating butt plugs.
Yeah, there are out there. So I don't know if I would go that extreme with like the really big ones, but you know, I would really like to get into the habit of using them maybe not every day, but just, you know,
because why? Because it just feels so good.
I mean, it feels good. And I feel like, if I have it in, it'll kind of remind me to like do like some form of like, I guess, Kegels for myself.
Kegels
to have
are
it in, just kind of like it would help me like squeeze,
reminder,
release,
something
squeeze,
in my butt.
Release.
Yes, yeah. Squeeze, release. That's good. Okay, my turn. Oh no.
Oh, I haven't gone yet.
Go,
you
Madison.
Can go first.
No, then. No.
Oh, okay.
You go first. I don't even know what I'm gonna say yet.
okay. Well, actually, I changed my answer halfway through because I was inspired by what Emily was talking about. I've actually never used Kegel balls. Ever. I just don't even think about it. But I was just thinking like, hey, you know, if I, along the same lines as Eddie, like maybe if I put a little bit more time and attention into my vagina,
yeah,
I'll be more like aware of it as a part of my body as opposed to this like other being who has her own desires and wants and fickle nature.
Right.
So
right.
Maybe I like, if I like can connect that way, that would be pretty good. But like having something in your vagina where you're like, it's like a nice sensation, like a nice little like reminder, like, hey, I'm down here and I'm working hard. Like that would be cool.
I have
right?
an extra one for you.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because coming up next,
oh,
I will tell you my story about my year, what I'm looking forward to. But
oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I have one for you.
Yeah. And then my other thing is Emily gifted me with a liberator. And she brought up the point that I didn't send anything. And I was going to take a picture and send it to you of me, like, on it. Just like, kidding. Thank you. And I totally forgot. But I've already used it a ton.
It's a liberator. Really, it's the ramp.
It's the
ramp. So liberator makes, like, sex furniture. Yeah. They make the wedge that mm-hmm. everyone kind of knows is a sex wedge, which is great to, like, position yourself. The ramp they sent me, like, a few years ago, I never used it. It was, like, my house was so small, and I was moving out. Mm-hmm. I never used it, but it's huge.
It's gigantic.
And I left it on her chair, like, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I came
and
back.
And I just remembered. I'm like,
I came back from vacation and was like, oh, my God, and, like, took it home immediately. And what's funny is I brought it home right before my boyfriend was going out of town. So we, like, you know, rang it in, whatever. And then I used it as a back ramp for me laying in bed because I have been like I've been having like a lot of like back and shoulder pain. So I was like using it to lay
it's
in. It
amazing.
Like helps keep me upright. And I like use it to like as a cushion for sitting on. And then obviously for the sex
Your
things.
Parents come to visit.
Yeah,
you know?
No, totally. I'm like, hey guys, like forget stools. I got a liberator ramp for you to sit on. I've put a sheet on it. No, we really did
That's
put a sheet
good
on
resolution.
It.
That's good.
Yeah, so actually you could take it back. It doesn't have
I'm
anything
totally
on it.
I'm totally joking. I just was like, I was like, oh my God, I forgot. No,
it's amazing. Everyone should have one. I wish that they were like a little bit more accessible for people.
Yeah.
I think that it's something that
one was expensive, I think. But you could get a wedge, I think.
From.
Yeah, no, because yeah. positioning, using a positioning tool during sex for a lot of women, you just, it's hard to reach your G-spot, your giant different parts of your like, entire body, like anal sex during doggy style, everything. It can help you if you elevate your pelvis or you put your knees, if your knees get uncomfortable yeah. when you're giving a blowjob on the floor, put your...
Oh my God. It revolutionized floor sex for us because right. our bed creaks a lot, which is fine. But if it's like 3 a.m., like our neighbors are not having it with like that it's awful.
You need
Sorry,
WD-40.
Michael, you turn down your... I know, I need like WD-40 on my life.
We're like, it's lube for your furniture.
Yeah. Eddie, so would I use it? No, not definitely not. But the liberator wedge is great because like the guy can actually lay back on it and it elevates his body, making it so like if in like cowgirl position,
right?
All of a sudden his pelvis is like elevated, putting more pressure on my clitoris, which is amazing.
Right.
And I didn't think to use it that way. It's always like demonstrated in terms of like doggy style and like for the
so
woman
right.
being on her
I
back
not mean
and stuff like that.
It helps.
Oh,
men.
No. But I'm just saying this is just something, no, it's something that I learned just by doing it. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
We were just
it's
like,
so
hey, let's,
I'm
let's
so glad.
Work it out.
I just want you to be happy with it.
So, Emily, what for the new year?
For the new year, okay. So, this is the deal. So, I've been sick the last few days. I literally did not leave my house for 3 days, which is so friggin' boring. To not talk and to not leave your house. But, except for Eddie did come over one day. That was fun. So yes, what I did was I moved into a new home, which I love. I'm really excited. I was living in a very smaller place. I've got a place with like, there's room for everything. The one box I've not tackled yet, which is kind of massive, like literally the movers, it's a sex toys. Like they needed two guys to carry it. It's a huge box. And it was still sitting in one of my closets. Like it's just my second, I'm like, this will be my sex toy closet. So last night when I couldn't sleep, I'd been sleeping all day. I got up and I like literally dumped them all out. And I threw away probably, I mean, I had like 10 years of sex toys when I moved in my garage because I moved from San Francisco and I like parted with a lot. That I hadn't used or that were old. Like, you know, I had four versions of the Wii Vibe, you know, like the first one. I'm like, oh, but this is like, I found my old iPod, like the first iPod from 1999. I found the first Wii Vibe from 2005, but I got rid of it. I'm like, I don't need all of them, you know? But so I did get rid of it. But then everybody's like, wow, there's so much that I actually have that I want to, because again, if things aren't accessible, they're hard, you're not going to use them. Like ever, anything, right? In your life. That's how you do. Like my mom's like, put your hats near the door and put your umbrella and put them near the door when you use them and put this in your bag. She's always trying to teach me how to like pack my house, yeah. like to like organize my house. So I'm like, if my toys were like literally in 16 drawers piled with choked by their chargers that weren't even their chargers, how was I going to use them? So I like did a whole snap about it, but I like spent so much time on site. So anyway, I had them all laid out and I realized that like my goal then is to like use the toys that I've had that are like, that I was really excited about that I hadn't used yet or that maybe I only used once and I want to revisit because I also realized that to be honest, with so many toys coming in, I think I'll try something once. I'll be like, oh, that wasn't great. Kind of like a partner, like the first time you have sex with someone, it's not always going to be amazing. But I don't think you should write them off that. I'm like, oh, and now that I'm always learning more, I'm like, oh, I could use it this way or that way. So what stood out for me was, I don't even know, I'm trying to think, oh, more of the fun toys. So I do know that I have an extra Kegel G-ball for you. Remember the fun toys mini one that this, separates?
Yeah.
The G mini?
I think that's all.
The mini,
Yeah, it's like fun to.
It opens like it looks like a V.
Yeah, I know.
But it curls, and you can use it for like you can use it for cheek spot stimulation. You can use it for like all different kinds of stimulation. It's just really cool, and it's that really cool mint flavor color. So I'm gonna try that. I mean, there's so many I could go on about
it. It's the G Vibe Mini.
The G Vibe Mini, that was really cool by Fun Toys. And then I found that I had so many nipple clamps I want to use. I could just tell you that they're all organized now by Kegel balls, like G-spot toys in one drawer. Then I have a clitoral drawer. Then I have like a whole entire lube, two drawers of lube, and then arousal gels. That's why I asked which one you liked. It's going to be a good year. So I'm going to get into using, like, now they're all prioritized. They're charged. My entire house. Oh, the Orkin man came today to spray.
Oh,
I'm having arachnophobia. I'm afraid of every insect. To spray stuff today, and I literally had vibrators coming out of every wall in my house today. It was fun.
That's awesome.
Okay, so I can't be that specific, but I think I'm going to revisit old ones, and I'm excited for new ones.
Yeah, and once the UV comes out, you're going to have them all lined up. It's going to be like an actual sex toy charging factory.
So that's the thing, is that the UV is coming out. I think people, like, the UV is something that cleans and sanitizes and stores your toys, and it's the buzz of the show. So like the Womanizer was the buzz of the show like earlier in the year, and the UV, like, it's like a little mini dishwasher, and it uses UV light, and you plug it in, and it takes like
it takes 5 minutes, 10 minutes to clean, but a couple hours to charge.
Like anything. But like, that's the biggest thing. When you buy a really expensive toy, you're like, oh, it's dirty. Oh, I didn't charge it. Like, all in place. So I actually asked her, I want like 10 of them for my house so I can have all my toys charged and clean and ready to go. But you know what else I learned about the UV? That you could also put your cell phone in there to clean it. Because it's dirty. Anything that's dirty.
And yeah, there's actually like so many germs that live on your cell phone because you bring it with you everywhere. Like,
I know. I've been cleaning it all the time.
Oh my God, that's so good to know.
I know. It is really good to know. So that's what I'm excited about this year. I think I'm excited about getting to know my toy, like really like getting into them more. Sharing more about how I've used toys that we already know. And then I saw some really cool ones I can't talk about at the show that are coming out in the next few months, but I can't talk. I was sworn to secrecy, but you're going to like them.
Yeah, I tried to do get some intel, and they're on lockdown.
Show me a few cocktails. I'm like, show me your prototype. Okay, so now are we on to goal?
Now we're on to, sex and relationship goals. Okay, let's talk
this
about
is good.
It.
We can talk about our sex and relationship goals for 2017. This is big, and I hope this inspires everybody. I think it is. Yeah. It's inspiring me.
I think so, too. And I think it's cool that we're doing this a month in, because usually as Jamie and I both figured out, like, when we set our resolutions earlier in the year, we were less likely to achieve them because they're kind of like, we decided right at the beginning of 2016, this is what we're doing. We didn't have time to think about like how that was going to happen or like what was realistic or get all of Emily's awesome advice about how to make resolutions work. So it's cool we're doing it now.
Good.
Thank God for that spider.
Just thank God for the spider. Never, no, I'm telling I would you, never. I wouldn't. And that was a crazy time of year. No, the spider actually gave me special powers for real.
It's true.
And a fear of.
Yeah, one time we walked into the office and she was like hanging upside down from the ceiling, looking kind of stressed out. And we were like, oh, gosh, what was in that spider bite?
So. Oh, yeah. Like, Eddie brought me over chicken noodle soup, matzo ball soup, and I thought that the way that the chicken and the noodles were shaped was a spider in the thing. Like, literally everything looks like a spider, but that's fine. I'm cool. Okay. You didn't do anything.
Spider soup. Like.
Okay. Okay, Jamie, what's your goal for 2017?
Well, besides actually using a sex toy with a partner, because I have to like do some work from last year, obviously. I want to get more into my non-monogamy. I think I want to be, I really do. I've been thinking about it a lot, and I really want to try going for like, the solo poly lifestyle. I think that it's basically what I've been doing, but I just want to be more, I guess, upfront about it with myself and with my partners. I want to work on like how I can really like figure out what that means to me, I guess, in my course through things.
That's great.
Cause that's just like, I keep thinking like,
Tell them, be honest, not just like, I think everyone assumes everyone else is dating, but you're going to be like, I am dating other people.
And it's like, I'm not planning on like settling down. Like, I guess trying to just learn more about it. Cause I guess I also don't really know too much about the lifestyle, and like, just from being here, like I've learned a few things, but I just feel like that it explains kind of what my ideologies are now. So I just want to really explore that and like get more comfortable with that.
I have some great books for you to read too.
I like reading.
Tristan Taramino wrote a great one about non-monogamy. I think it's called Non-Monogamy. And I have a few of them. Anyway, good. Okay. I can't wait to hear that.
Yes, I will be checking in with you periodically about
it. Okay. Eddie?
So I guess my sex and well, not relationship goals. I mean, maybe in like 2023 or something.
We were going to ask what toys, if you're excited for any toys this year. Sorry. That was one of the questions too.
I mean, I'm excited for any toy that literally, like, every time you're like, oh, I have a new toy, I'm like, oh, I want to try it.
I found a lot more last night too. Bring them in.
Yeah. Okay, so cool. I guess really pretty much anything that you throw at me. But
okay. I'll throw it at you. Okay, Eddie, you're up.
Okay. So pretty much my sex and I guess kind of relationship goals for 2017 would be to just be more of a versatile lover and be more kinky. You know, like I have all these bondage toys that I got from Sport Sheets that I haven't really gotten to use because most of them require, you know, a partner. So that kind of also goes into my other resolution, to have less partners so that you can have more sex, just because you don't have to look for sex if you have like your designated FWBs, just, you know, kind of like lined up, not kind of like benching, like this would be like straight up, like we all know what we're doing,
like a rotation.
Yes, like a rotation of FWBs just waiting to be contacted, ready at any time of the night.
Right. Okay. And you, I think you also have to mention, we got to mention this about Eddie. We've been very impressed with your progress this year, Eddie. Everything that we've set out. Well, first of all, when Eddie came back, he was gone for a little while. He was an intern, went back to school, came back. You're like, first day, you're like, I'm not, you know what? I'm just going to take a break from sex and dating for a while. I'm like, okay. I didn't know where you're at. And like the next week, you're like, so I'm dating this guy with a foot fetish. And I was sucking his toes last night. So you've really made some progress, I think. Like,
I really have just... I'm not that I'm bragging, but I mean, being in this environment and like, you know, just reading the emails, listening to the shows, even when I'm working on other things, like I kind of get all that, like that knowledge and like Emily's wisdom from like her co-host and just like here in general, like I pay attention to all of it. And like, I think, you know, any listener who listens religiously will know that these tips, if you really do try them, you know, not all the time, but if you remember them and apply them, they work. If you try anything for long enough, they will work.
Right. Stick with it. That's good.
I think that's what has been helping me the most.
I love that. Makes you feel good. There's one more thing I want to say about, this is circling back to something like 10 minutes ago with Madison that I forgot to say. It's about Kegel exercises. And I think when you said that it would make you feel more connected to your vagina, that one of the big things for me too, with the reason why I love doing my Kegels, is not just because like, I have a stronger pelvic floor. Mm-hmm. It's because I feel like so many women and men, but I'm only speaking from a woman because I'm a woman. I'm so disconnected from my body sometimes that like I'll sit down with the vibrator in the past. I'm like, like, you know, I'm not even thinking anything. My imagination, it's just like vibrator, right? Like on my clitoris. But I realize that when I do my Kegels, you have to breathe. A lot of people don't breathe. A lot of people do Kegels wrong too. So I think this year, like with the intensity and with the balls, I've learned that I know that I'm doing them right. And I wasn't before. I think I was doing them okay, but now I do them right. But also I'm breathing into that area. So I'm breathing into my pelvic floor deeply, like down. And I feel like it, like literally, this might sound very like woo woo, but it, like it wakened, my body wakes up, like my whole, like that's where your sexual energy is stored. Like that's where, so I think for a lot of women who feel like I have no sex drive and I don't feel turned on, I think it's because that region just might be like kind of dead to you. Like you're not breathing into it. You're not paying attention to it. Sex becomes this like perfunctory, like, oh, I have to do it. But when you just start like putting attention there, like where like attention goes, your energy flows. And so I think that will be really good for you.
Yeah, that's really good. Cause I've been keeping my sexual energy in a jar of Nutella in my cabinet. So I need to probably take that out and dust it off and see what I could do there.
I'm excited.
Also back to Eddie really quick. Cause he's the star of the show. You said something last night that I need to call attention to right now. Cause I think it was inspired. It was about your experience with two toys, one Eddie.
Oh, yes. Two toys, one Eddie. So
it's a new porno
video, not coming soon.
Right. Or who knows if I get a contract. So I've had the Fleshlight and I've had the Black Pearl. And I guess I just never thought to put them both together. But the other night I was just like, well, why not just use them both? So I started with the Black Pearl since I've been using it. So I was like, okay, you know, just put it on, turn it on. You know, I put it up to like the strongest vibration, just like the one beat, no waves. I can't really surf. But so I was like, all right, let's do this Fleshlight thing, you know? And I usually use it just to masturbate. But I was like, well, I've heard that a lot of guys will like put it between a pillow on like a couch or something. And they just kind of like, fuck it. And I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to do that too. And I'm like, I'm kind of going to be in the middle of these toys, kind of like if I had like, you know, like DP, like double penetration, you know, in the front and in the back.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll be in like a little sandwich of my own.
You DP'd yourself.
Yeah. So I sandwiched myself between my sex toys and it was actually really great.
That sounds like so fun.
And I had like an amazing prostate orgasm. I mean, and I've been trying to work on getting those out and yeah.
Wow.
It worked.
Prostate envy.
I'm saying he's revolutionizing sex while all of us are sitting here like, maybe I'll try Kegel balls. Exactly. I'm going to wake my vagina up. And you're like, well, I gave myself a double penetration orgasm last night. So
no, he does it all.
Eddie's all feelings of jealousy.
Yeah, no, we were yelling at him last night, but like in a really like positive
in
way.
A loving way.
Yeah, well, like also there's the fact that we're talking about our goals last night, and I was like, Eddie, what's your resolution? And he goes, oh, well, my resolution is to be a more versatile lover, but I've already kind of achieved it twice. And I was like, I'm going to hang up on you.
Make us feel bad.
Yeah, he's just like the golden child. Eddie has collectively had more sex just in the past like couple of weeks than I had like last year.
Right. When he came back, how many months ago did you come back?
Six.
You went back 6 months, and he's like, no, I'm just not going
to
get to.
And I think that's what happened. I was like, oh, you know, like I need to take a break, like stop. And then a week later, I was like, you know what? No, like I need to get back into this. Like
and then
I can't stop.
The foot fetish thing. It was interesting.
It just after the foot fetish, it just like kept going.
It hasn't stopped. I love it.
I'm inspired. I'm gonna mount some sex toys later, and I'm gonna do it for Eddie. Yeah.
Speaking of mounting, though, a lot of women do masturbate on their stomach, and some masturbate on their back, and it's a good way to mix it up. Yeah, so flip over if you're not used to masturbating that way. Masturbate on your stomach.
Well, try get more try pressure. Standing up.
Oh, I love standing up.
Honestly, with your standing legs together. Up. Yeah, and like just. Like any different kind of way, look in a mirror, like do something different. It really like these little tiny changes actually make like so much of a difference.
I agree. I love it with my legs together. Is that what you do? Or is it not even that? Like I just like, squeeze my, like I can have good orgasm standing up.
Yeah. No, I mean, I lift one leg up.
Oh, right. Nice. Yeah. See, angles. So many different ways.
Exactly. No, yeah. It's just like, and if your routine's ever getting stale, just
you can mix up your masturbation. Yeah, how many things have you talked about mixing up your masturbation routine? Google it on the website.
I can't have sex. I can't orgasm from standing sex. And I'm a pretty orgasmic person, but like I just can't reach that last thing of like letting go because I'm standing and I will fall over.
I think
like,
you can.
No, I mean like sex in the showers. Like anytime I'm standing up, it's like, this is nice, but I'm probably
you
not
should get that sport sheet sex in the shower harness handcuffs that suction to the wall. You couldn't fall.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, my shower has like prison lighting and it's like really small and cramped and I just don't.
Okay, don't do prison lighting.
Yeah, me being in there by myself is like a thoroughly non-erotic experience. I can't even imagine.
Orange is the New Black fantasies.
Oh, yeah.
We're okay with that. Okay, this was good. I think, sorry, I kind of talked about mine. My goals was to you, right? No. My goal was really that, I think that I would just like to, in the first quarter of the year, I'm going to really just focus on using all the great gifts and toys. Like I have such an abundance of like products and toys that I literally don't even get to use. Like people, you know, or have tried once. Like I said, I want to do that. Now that they're all organized. Like now my jewelry is organized. I can wear stuff I didn't know I had. My hats, my tank tops, my vibrators. It makes total sense. So I have a strategy for it too of testing all my toys. So just wait for that. And then in the second quarter of the year, I'm dating more. I'm online doing all that stuff. So I think I'm just going to, I think I'm having a pretty good year. I had the best year ever as far as I've said this on the previous show, but like I had less sex last year than I've had ever. And I'm fine with it. Don't worry, guys. It was a choice. And like now I'm like, okay, I mean, I'm not like, I don't know. We'll see what happens this year. Dating, whatever. I don't have a specific resolution. I'm just going to continue. Keep it on. Keep it on. Because last year was a great year.
Just try the Eddie trick. Be like, I'm not having sex at all with anybody.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you're going to have the best sex of your life and be DPing yourself with sex toys and things like that. So it'll be great. I also think that Eddie and I are going to come up with a schedule to put on your closet that's like Monday, like Kegel exerciser.
No, really.
Tuesday, G-spot toy.
It's very organized
Wednesday,
that way.
Nipple clamps. And it'll be great.
Eddie's going to come
really
organize
fun.
That.
I'll add them to the schedule
it's
for
epic,
sure.
It's epic, this closet. Okay, guys, this was fun. Thank you for sharing, for being vulnerable. You're all marked now here, your goals. You've told everybody. What else do you have coming up? Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, actually we have two big things coming up. One, so as you guys know, we get a lot of emails to feedback at sexandemily.com. Ranging from penis pictures, shout out to the sauna guy.
Oh, the sauna guy. I love his emails. They don't make sense, but I love them. I really want to know what he's asking.
We got it. Yeah, we want to actually call him.
Maybe he's in the sauna. His brain.
He wants to do very sensual things to you, I think, in a sauna, Emily. But my point is that we get a lot of emails, all petitioning for a date with Emily, because who doesn't want to win a date with Emily? So Jamie the other day brings something to my attention. Oh. Jamie, I'll have you introduce this for us.
So as you guys may have heard, there is the UV Kickstarter campaign going on. People are donating to it to get it off the ground. And if you haven't done that yet, you totally should. But this guy, who apparently is a huge, huge fan of Emily's, who is also a great writer, by the way.
I love writers.
Mm-hmm. No, this email was very well put together, very thorough, very well thought out. Saw this opportunity because one of the things that you can do, if you pledge a certain amount of money, you can win like a lunchtime with Emily, which, I mean, who out there that's listening wouldn't want to do that? But if you don't live in the area, it could be kind of hard. So this guy came up with his own proposal for to help out the UV campaign and get his dinner that he would like with Emily. And he just totally came out here. Every question you might have, he answered it in the email. And I don't know. I think that we should give this guy a chance if Madison wants to get into it.
I think you guys should read it. I think because so what happened was you sent it to me yesterday. I was sick. I didn't look at emails. And then they were like, did you see that email? So I would love you guys to read it. And I just want to explain one thing is that, when you Kickstarter campaign, you could pledge $99 and get just the UV ahead of time because I think it costs more than that. That's how it works. But then you could also do like pledge more and get like a lunch or a guest appearance on the podcast.
Yeah.
So this guy sent this email, but my voice is shot. You guys can read it.
I'll go ahead and read it. I would also like to point out, unfortunately, the Kickstarter is done at this point in time.
Oh, they can't do it.
But thank you to everyone.
You guys. You guys are awesome. We had Carrie from UV. She's like an independent entrepreneur, a woman who came up with this idea that I'm telling you, I've been to all these trade shows and we were like, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen. So the UV Kickstarter is a success. And so thank you to everybody. And you can still buy one. You just can't. I don't think you can be part of the campaign now, but this is happening now as we're recording this. So
yes.
Take it away.
Okay. So dear Emily, I really enjoy the podcast as I think you are bright, informed, non-judgmental, compassionate, and you give solid, practical advice. He's correct. All of that. I think the new format where you call listeners is a great use of your natural manner of helping people as well as your collected expertise. Shout out to Ken because we thought that he wrote that.
Did you write this? Yeah.
You may have gleaned that I find you intriguing. You are correct. And I would like to take you out to dinner. There are just two small problems. One, you don't know me, so why would you agree to go to dinner? Excellent point. And two, I live in Boston. # death of a dream. # sad.
# those are great hashtags.
We love it. Yet perhaps there is now a way. Your Kickstarter campaign. There are still spots open for lunch. Then there is that pesky Boston issue, which could be problematic for scheduling. So here's my proposal. I will make 3 offers to you, and I will let you and the Sex with Emily staff choose from among them. We only have 2 days, so we mustn't dally. Option 1, I pledge the regular lunch and try to make the scheduled group time. Option 2, I will pledge to have lunch with just you, and that would be an additional amount. Option 3, I will pledge for the meal to be dinner instead of lunch, and that was an even greater amount, because he really just wants to get Emily out after hours. Who could blame him? For your peace of mind and safety with either of the latter 2 options, I'm willing to come to the Sex with Emily studio to be vetted, interrogated, /grilled by you and the Sex with Emily staff. And if there's not enthusiastic agreement that you should go out to eat with me, then we can order delivery and stay there. So I think that should cover most of the misgivings you may have about this arrangement. Except, who am I? I'm a 43-year-old physician and healthcare former, originally from Ohio. And since someone from your staff is going to ask, I am recently separated and have 2 children. God, I love him so much.
That's all about you guys.
But I'm not trying to start a relationship. I just want to have dinner with you. I like he's so upfront. And finally, so you can see that I'm reasonably normal. Here is my LinkedIn. He provided his LinkedIn. You not only are normal, you're adorable. We love you. Hope to hear from you or one of your staff soon. Warmly, Michael. P.S. You can feel free to talk about this on the podcast if you like. So he gave us permission for that too, which is great.
And I'm just saying, as a person who sees a lot of these emails coming in with proposals for Emily in such a manner,
this was so well thought out. He really was. I don't think it's creepy. I think he like went into it being like, okay, how do I stand out from the creepy people that are just like, hey, do you want a bone? Or like,
he did
hey,
not send a dick pic. Let me just make sure. No dick pic
at all. Just a LinkedIn so you can see. And he's a doctor and he's cute. And like, I don't know. I'm just saying, I think it's a good proposal. I have to say, at first I thought when you were like,
did you see my email? I'm like, no, I've been sick. And then it sounds, what do you guys think? He says it's up to you guys.
I mean, he doesn't get my vote. I mean, I don't care how well written the email is, you know, if there are minor grammatical errors, you know, and he gave us options. And
are there minor grammar errors?
There are no errors.
Oh, wow. No errors.
The team editor says no errors.
They would know.
Okay, there aren't any errors, but I don't know. I'm not buying this LinkedIn. His Facebook and his LinkedIn pictures look different. I don't know.
I will point out this is...
you stalked him on Facebook?
This is Eddie, who is on dating apps. Is on dating apps and hangs out and meets up with guys he only knows via digital communication.
And sucks their toes.
I don't see how this is much different. How is this different than a Tinder date coming in? Those guys could have also been secretly listening to your show forever. At least this guy is upfront about it. Some guys do lie that they listen.
Exactly.
That's very true, but I just think he's playing this almost too...
It's too perfect.
It's almost too perfect. Eddie, it's like there's a catch.
It's like American Psycho. He's going to show up and be like...
You think it's like some kind of reality TV show?
What was that?
But we get to
called?
Like we get to
vet him.
You guys are going to be here.
We can vet him before. And if you really don't get a vote...
We have a security team that lived up...
Yeah, if he doesn't like stab us before...
I'm going to borrow a taser from the security guys downstairs.
We've got security guys downstairs in the building.
I just say give him a chance. We can always vote no if he ends up being creepy. I feel like we're all a pretty good judge of character. Sorry, Michael, if you're listening to this, but like, you know,
if you're creepy, like we're gonna know right off.
And then maybe Ken was like,
I don't think so too. But the men are very protective.
You know,
are you being protective?
Huh?
And then what's even better is he gives us the option of if we don't agree, he will order delivery and we could sit there and watch you guys eat.
He'll pay.
Probably, I'm guessing.
He better.
I'm not like that. I'll pay. That's bad. Yeah.
I'm
so in my masculine.
But he's taking you out.
I know. I don't know. I think he sounds nice. He does. His LinkedIn, he seemed like he's a professional doctor. I thought it was all right, but you're right. There is something about it that it's like it almost anticipates every question you'd have.
Yeah. It's like,
and I've never gone out with a listener ever. Mm-hmm. But really, it's for charity. Not charity. It's for good cause.
Yeah. And also, like, To give you an example of an email that we receive regularly.
This is the sauna guy.
Okay, so this is the sauna guy.
Don't make fun, though.
I would never.
No,
honestly,
I actually love this guy.
I just want to give an example of the things that he suggests doing as opposed to going out to a nice dinner that is vetted beforehand. I feel very happy with enjoy servant, have older washer ladies naked beautiful and finish sauna at night from cleaning her buttocks with beautiful in toilet on bidet by soap with water after she finished from Umi. Umi with shit from her buttocks beautiful. So basically you can see the contrast here.
That's
from someone who wants to wash Emily's buttocks. And other things to someone who just wants to come and have dinner.
But if you read between the lines here, maybe he's saying, no, I'm just kidding.
Maybe he does want to wash your buttocks, but he's giving us the option, which is
nice. But he doesn't want a relationship. He just wants dinner.
Yeah. I mean, and that's nice because then you have a Boston pen pal. How hot is a Boston pen pal? Like you go visit him, do some long weekends.
So far, cold in Boston.
He comes here on weekends, and then you just have like a part-time lover. Like how nice.
Part-time lover.
Exactly, and then we all sing that to him.
Part-time lover, part-time friend.
Right. Yeah. So what do we decide now?
Yeah. So we're gonna vote. We're gonna put it to a vote. Michael, you can vote.
Michael's
too.
Our sound guy's voting
because you're actually neutral in this.
But he's been here for a few shows, right, Michael?
Yeah. Okay,
I don't vote.
All right, so all in favor of Emily saying at least yes to a preliminary lunch date with this guy?
I say aye.
That's two ayes.
Oh,
we got
my
Michael
God.
Edging in the corner over there.
Oh, look at his hand.
My God,
he wants to put it up.
Oh!
That's three. Sorry,
Michael for
Eddie.
The fellow Michael. Yeah, I know. And we know Ken will be a no.
Ken Eddie's was like,
no.
I don't feel good about this. This morning emails. I don't feel good about that guy.
It's for content, and it's for content.
No, it's good, though. But I actually, you guys, this would not be on the show if it wasn't something that I actually was like, Jamie, I see why you might have been seeing. Okay.
Yeah, and Emily had a Tinder date that she had on her podcast, like, way back when.
I did, and he was nice.
We're open to this. Maybe we'll just interview him with the Zoom.
Be like,
you can come in, but we get to interview you with the Zoom.
Should we FaceTime ahead of time with
him? Oh, my God, we should.
Yeah.
Let's FaceTime him.
I mean, if you're going to do it, that's probably the best way to, like,
I think we should FaceTime. I think he and I should yourself. FaceTime. Okay, yes. We'll take this off. So I'll have the date. I'll have the date with Michael. Thank you, Michael. Yeah, this is nice. And who knows, maybe he's just really into innovation and that's what he wants to support the UB.
Yeah, it's, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Might as well. Yeah.
And yeah. I've never, but this is, again, this is set up a structure around the UV Kickstarter campaign, which will help. Okay. Mm-hmm. What can I do? You got, you left it in your hands.
Yeah. What can true. A girl do?
All right, guys. Thank you very much. This was a very helpful show. I think for everybody, so for me, fun. I learned a lot. And you guys are awesome.
And the other thing that's going on is Celeste and Danielle's flirting workshop.
We're all going to that. Yes. I really want you guys to come. It is, you guys know Celeste and Danielle. I've been taking their Somatica workshop the last six months of last year. It was life changing, but they're teaching a workshop that you can actually go to if you're in Los Angeles. It's free. It's on February 12th and it's a flirting workshop. And if you're thinking like, I already know how to flirt, guess what? You probably don't. And it's free. That's what I'm saying. It's a workshop in LA, February 12th. And they teach you flirting skills. And believe me, the way they teach is not just like, hey, big boy. Like, they get into it, like, in a way that's very smart, gets into your body, gets you thinking. And I think you'd love it. And put these unique skills to practice that they teach you. It will change. It can change your life just to learn how to talk to people. If you get nervous, you get anxiety around talking to people, this will help you. It's Sunday, February 12th. It's 10 to 3 in Manhattan Beach. But 3 to 5, they're going to be an intro to Somatica. So if you want to go, it's somaticainstitute.com/somaticaskills to sign up and save your seat. I'll be there. I think we're all going to be there.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Okay, you guys, it was awesome. Thank you to my amazing team. Really, truly, I love you. Thank you for an amazing 2016. 2017, we're going to kill it. Really, I love my team so much. You guys are just so amazing and hardworking and smart. And you inspire me and beautiful humans. I love you. Thank you, Michael.
In case the folks back home haven't realized, we also love you a lot.
We do. We're very grateful.
Yes, thank you.
For this job and everything.
Oh, my God.
Needs to be said.
Okay. I love you all. And I love all my listeners, of course. You guys, seriously, thank you so much for listening. And was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.